Here is your KLAM News for this Saturday. The judges of Iowa's 3rd District have announced their selection for the position of Associate Judge for Plymouth and Sioux Counties. The position became vacant after Associate Judge Robert Dole had announced his retirement. Dwayne Hoffmeyer, the Chief Justice of the 3rd District, says that the judges were faced with several qualified people applying for that position. A total of 10 people initially applied for the position, then it was narrowed to 3 finalists. Hoffmeyer told reporters on Friday that the selection was awarded to Dan Vakalskas.
District Court judges met today, and we interviewed 3 very fine candidates that were selected by the nomination commissions of Sioux and Plymouth County. Hard decision. There was support for all 3 of them, but the majority vote was to Dan Vakalskas of Sioux City, and so we've issued a press release that he'll be the next district associate judge here. He currently serves as a magistrate judge in Woodbury County for us and has been there for a couple of years, and so we would anticipate that he would be able to begin shortly after the beginning of the year.
Hoffmeyer says 8 district court judges were involved in that selection process.
8 district court judges of Subdistrict 3B, and we were all here and all participated, and most of us had the opportunity to talk to all of the candidates, and there were letters of support by everyone for all of them, and it was a lot of information to sort out, but all 8 district court judges were here and voted.
Hoffmeyer says that Vakalskas will begin as the associate judge at the start of January.
He has 30 days to wind down his practice because he is in private practice as well. And then we would anticipate that he would start the beginning of January, and that kind of coincides with Judge Dull's official last day is December 31st. And okay. So Dan will be shortly after that.
The new associate justice comes from a long line of family of attorneys, as his father, brother, and sister are also attorneys. A former teacher with the Sioux Center Christian School has pleaded guilty to the charges of sexual contact with minors. 37-year-old Curtis Van Dam of Sioux Center appeared in Sioux County District Court Friday morning before Judge Stephen Andreessen. Van Dam was charged with 1 count of second-degree sexual abuse, 5 counts of third-degree sexual abuse, and 1 count of sexual exploitation by a school employee. Van Dam could be sentenced to serve 80 years in prison. Under the terms of the agreement, Van Dam will register as a sex offender with the Iowa Sex Offender Registry. He will be on parole for life once he is released from prison. Van Dam was accused of having sexual contact with at least 13 children, all under the age of 13. The Plymouth County Secondary Roads Department is preparing for the approaching snow and ice storm. County Engineer Tom Roy says that county work crews are preparing both the products and equipment for the county roadways.
Well, we have our sand chemical mix, you know, that we have put together at our main shop here, and then outside buildings, sheds also get some hauled out to them. So we want to make sure that we have enough materials around to use for sanding and salting, and then our equipment, of course, is something that we've gotten ready, you know, over the last month or so also.
Roy says that county crews apply sand and salt and clear the roads only during the daylight hours. He says the 365 miles of county paved roads are given top priority.
The paved roads are our priority, so we would always have the truck plows on the paved routes. If needed through the winter months, if we have a time where we have a large snow or a very difficult snow to get off the pavements, we would send the motor graders on the paved roads and then proceed on to the gravels with the motor graders. So the paved roads are priority, gravel roads are secondary.
The Plymouth County engineer says that the county is equipped with both snowplow trucks and motor graders, which are ready to tackle the more than 1,300 miles of county roads.
We have 14 truck plows that run our pavements, and they run generally average around that 25 to 30 miles per route for truck. And then with motor graders, we have 14 motor graders that run our gravel roads, and they normally run around 75 to 80 miles per route.
Roy says that county road crews will initially dispense the sand and salt on a spot check basis. Then, if needed, they will make a second pass over those same roadways.
The first time through, we spot the intersections, bridges, railroad crossings, long hills, maybe some driveway areas. We spot those in because we can't carry enough material to cover the full route continuously. Once the first round is completed, then on the second and third round, they would then start to spot in between the previous areas that were sanded.
Roy says that county work crews will monitor the weather conditions and forecasts throughout the entire weekend to know when to begin work on those roads. St. John's Lutheran Church of Lamars will be hosting a Christmas home tour scheduled for Sunday afternoon. Tour coordinator Hope Majors says that there will be four homes featured.
We have four homes on the tour this year. We've got three homes on the north end of town and then one house on the south end of town. One of the homes is a repeat from last year, but have changed some things up quite a bit, so hope to show a little something different.
Major says that the homes are decorated for the holidays, and she explains what people will see on that home tour.
Christmas decorations galore. We do have a couple different types of homes to be seen. Some of the homes you might see up to 12 Christmas trees, and some are a little more simply decorated. So whatever your tastes are for Christmas, you should be able to see it on the tour.
Now, the homes themselves, you were mentioning you've got four homes, various locations. Are they in older homes, newer homes, or is it a variety mix?
This year we have mostly newer homes. All four of them are probably within the last, I'd say, 5 to 10 years.
Major says that people should initially go to the St. John's Lutheran Church located on 1st Avenue Northwest beginning at 1:30 p.m. The tour itself will be from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Maps will be distributed guiding people to the featured homes.
They start at, we're having check-in at St. John's Lutheran at 1:30 with the tour beginning at 2 and ending at 4. You'll bring your ticket into St. John's, and we do have tickets that will be for sale at the door as well. But you'll bring your tickets into St. John's, and at that point, we'll give you the map with the addresses so you can head out on the tour. We do have maps available with turn-by-turn directions, but everyone will be driving on their own. We will have everyone start at a different home, so they're kind of spread out and not all at the same home at the same time.
Major says that the Christmas home tour serves as a fundraiser to help the church's youth group.
We'd love to see as many people as possible. It is a great fundraiser for us. It is for the youth of St. John's. Our youth are going to be traveling to Colorado next summer, so that's ultimately what we're raising money for right now. But it's just a great way for us to support our youth of St. John's and in Lamars in general.
Tickets are $20 apiece. You can purchase them at the church or from Hope Majors herself, or even from the youth minister, Kirsten Radke. And that is a look at your Saturday news here on KLEM.